Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Hello, welcome to this week's journal entry. I have had a surprising emotion on my heart lately. First, I experienced it, and then I realized how many other women have told me in the past that they have felt it. It just kind of hit me like all together, like, oh, wow, this is like a common theme. And also, nobody talks about it. I just didn't realize that nobody was actually talking about it until I experienced it and felt a little bit alone in experiencing the emotion. Like, I didn't have anywhere to turn. And I only knew where to turn because I have the tools through journaling that helped me through it. And it helped me through it pretty quickly. Like, the very next day, I was feeling pretty much back to myself. And 2 days later, I was feeling A-OK, back to the normal Sam. And the emotion was anger. I have so much to say about anger. But in this episode, I really want to talk about two things. One, mom anger specifically, and also how anger can be a positive feeling. And like, in what ways I mean that, and how you can find the positive in it. First, let me start off by sharing the actual situation that happened with you. So it was one night where my son was staying up later than usual, and it was just a whole bunch of things that was going on. Like, I was also exhausted that night. I was staring at like tons of laundry that needed to be folded, and my sink was full, and I can't even remember all that needed to be done and all that was on my head. But it was just like this internal, like, literally, I felt like I was buzzing. Like, my veins were just like, I was just like, I'm clenching my fists right now. You know that feeling of just like, it's like aggression inside of you almost. And at the same time, like I said, my son was up later than usual, and he was being very sweet, as in he like came over to me on the couch and sat on my lap and laid his head on my neck and just kind of sat there and was trying to fall asleep. Oh, that's what it was. I'm remembering now, he was falling asleep, and it was like 5 o'clock at night, which is very early. And I knew that he was going to be up at like midnight or something. And I'm like, what do I do? And I was going back and forth, and I was realizing how I had no help and like nobody to help me with like all the things that I just mentioned, but also nobody to bounce ideas off of like, should I wake him up and put him in the bath or let him nap or all these things. And while he was laying his head on me, it was this moment of just like pure bliss and joy and gratitude. I had both of these really big emotions, the happiness and the gratitude and like the, oh, this is so sweet, cuddly side. Yet at the same exact time, I could feel that inside, like, anger building up, and the fact that I just like needed to move is what it felt like. And I think a lot of women experience this. And immediately after we experience this feeling of anger, or maybe you've experienced it as mom rage, we feel bad about it. We feel bad that we have this feeling about our kids or about being a mom in some capacity. We then feel guilty that while we are grateful for everything that we have, we feel guilty that things can also be so hard, and that we feel that rage inside sometimes. We also blame ourselves for not loving every second of motherhood, and we judge ourselves against other moms that seem to be doing it all without having anger issues, and like they just are somehow able to be happy all the time, even if they have more kids and have more chaos going on. I don't know if you felt that way, but I had that moment recently, and I want to tell you that women have been confiding in me for over 11 years, starting off as a wellness coach and now as a journal expert. And I am here to tell you that if you have felt that way, you definitely are not alone. Again, Women have told me that they struggle with anger, especially moms with young kids. Like, it is a thing. Mom rage is definitely a thing. Since I've experienced it, it's just opened my eyes of like, this is a well-known, widely felt experience that not many women know how to cope with. In fact, I think that a lot of women just pretend like it's not there and they stuff it under the rug, or they lean more into gratitude and they think it's not happening. I'm just so grateful for this, or I'm so grateful for that. And now, since journaling, I have the tools that allow me to process the anger and to listen to it so that I can release it and learn from it. And because I do believe that it's telling us something, right? It's telling us what we want and it's telling us what we don't want. And the beauty of the way that I journal is that at the end, we create action steps. So, especially with a strong emotion like anger, at the end, after identifying what it is that you do and don't want, you're able to create the action steps to get what it is that you do want, or to feel how it is that you want to feel. And so that's what I help you with and the members inside Emotionally Empowered with, so that the next time that anger strikes, because it will, you will have the tools to work through that emotion so much quicker. It won't feel like such a deep, depressing feeling because you'll know the tools to work through it. You'll feel that ping of anger, accept it, have your moment, right? And then feel confident that you know what to do to work through it. I even actually had a client once. The biggest thing that she was dealing with was mom rage. And she told me that after working together and journaling, we were doing a 1 month stint together. And after that 1 month, one of her toddlers had a like epic meltdown, which was typical. And typically that would result in this like really big rise of emotions. And she would usually yell at them and then have this, all the emotions I mentioned earlier, guilt and blame and judging herself and feeling really bad about that. And instead, she had this moment where her kid was having a meltdown and she didn't even feel anger at all. She was able to like withstand this emotional dysregulation from the child and be there for the kid. And she felt like fine during it all, and was really proud of herself for being in that headspace. And that's how powerful journaling is when you do it effectively, when you're not just journaling gratitude or writing I am affirmation statements, which is what I love to teach you. I feel so powerfully about this anger feeling that I've decided that all this week, if you're listening live as this episode is aired, all this week inside my journaling community, which is called Emotionally Empowered, is about anger. If you are nodding your head yes and deeply resonating with everything that I'm saying, I highly encourage you to jump in and join us, especially because this week I have our summer sale still going on where you can get your first month up to 70% off. So hop in, see what it's all about, and you can get the prompts from this week, which is all about anger. And if you're not listening live, you get access to all past prompts. So you just search anger and you'll get all of these. But yesterday was the first day that I introduced anger. So I'm going to give you a little sneak peek of what it was and then tell you a little bit about what's coming later this week. So yesterday was when I just brought up anger and actually posed it in a way where anger is a positive emotion. Most of us think of anger as like a very quote-unquote negative feeling. And something that needs to be avoided. So we don't think about it. And when we do experience it, we don't process it. But it actually can be very telling. As I said earlier, I think anger is telling us something and we can learn from it. I was reading an article from Carla McLaren, and she says anger actually helps you define your position, your standpoint, your individuality. And if you don't have enough anger, you'll tend to give up your position and your sense of self. But if you have too much anger, you'll continually offend against the rights of others. And so it's this balance of identifying the anger that you have and using it to make a stand and know your self-worth and not be pushed around, but also not offend and be too aggressive, but like the just the right amount. So I go more into that, and then I provide a journal prompt flow, which is actually what I'm going to provide for you today, as if you're a member inside Emotionally Empowered. So here's what it is, and I will also add it into the show notes with a link to join Emotionally Empowered for 70% off. The first prompt: what does holding anger in do to your body? What does it feel like? And if you want to entertain the question, where do you feel it? I feel most emotions in my stomach, which is really interesting because after learning my Enneagram and my human design, I am a splenic person, and that is like in the stomach regions where I feel a lot of my emotions, and that's where I make my decisions and whatnot. But other people might feel it in their shoulders or in their heart or in a different body part. But what does holding on anger do to your body? Like, what do you actually feel? And then how do you think it would feel if you could release your anger in a healthy way and live with your needs being met? So make this personal. Whatever your anger is stemming from, how would it feel to have that resolved? It might seem silly to think of it in this way, like, duh, of course it would feel good, but actually play out what are your needs, if you can think of that, or what if things were better, how would that actually feel? Next, give your anger a microphone. What would your anger say to you today? What is it trying to say? And lastly, if your anger had a message for you, what would it be? The last two are a little bit different. If you gave your anger a microphone, that's kind of just like blurting out what's going on and what's happening and what rage, right? Like, let it out, release your inner beast, and then make it make sense. What is the message? Read between the lines. One of the members shared in our community chat last week, after a different prompt that actually was not related to anger, but her experience is actually one of the reasons that I wanted to make this whole week about anger. I loved her response. I'm just going to read bits and pieces of how she responded to the journal prompt flow that day. She says things like, I'm tired of being exhausted and irritated and triggered all of the time, despite all of my attempts at not being so. I also think that surviving a difficult marriage has been a huge part of this. I try and keep everyone and everything good all the time, and it's too big of a burden to put on myself with minimal support. I think my soul wants me to wake up. I've been experiencing more and more anger, and it's getting bigger and deeper. I think my soul is scorched and drowning and needs me to stand up and be seen. Barf. I think that if women were more honest with themselves, they could relate to this. And that is what is so powerful about being part of a community with women who get it and are going through it, and having these effective journal prompts that, again, aren't just, you know, surface level. That journal prompt that day was about your soul and like what if your soul was giving you this season of life that you're going through on purpose, what would that be? And that's what she came up with, which I believe is beautiful. It's a rude awakening and like a tough wake-up call, but we need those in our life too. And that is the type of realization and support that you get inside Emotionally Empowered. Later this week on anger, we are getting more specific. I take out my feelings wheel from the Feelings Found Co. I love their website, great resource. And on their feelings wheel, they have a wheel called anger, and it helps you narrow down, besides anger, these are like 10 other words that might be descriptive of how you're feeling. And then it breaks it down of those ones. Here are more descriptive words. And so I give you a journal prompt flow on how specific can you be, and it allows you to feel a little bit deeper And I also challenge you in that journal prompt flow to find trends between your anger experiences. And then the next day, we have our weekly journaling workshop. And that is where you come and just share how you're feeling, what's going on, and I help you through that live. And then we have a day for conscious complaining that is all about how it's actually healing, backed by research, to complain in a conscious way. So I walk you how to do that in your journal. And then on Friday, we actually shift a little bit towards forgiveness because I feel like anger and forgiveness together is a beautiful thing. We can hold in so much anger, but if we can find just a tiny aspect of that anger that we can forgive, and oftentimes it's forgiving ourself, not even somebody else, then that can even be the trigger point to healing or the trigger to unfolding even more aspects to that anger or to the situation that's happening or to other feelings that are playing into it or to other people that are playing into the situation at hand. That is what I have for you today. I want you to walk away from hearing this, knowing that anger can be a positive emotion and it's okay to experience anger and to turn inward when you experience anger. I hope that the journal prompt flow, which again will be in the show notes, as well as the link for Emotionally Empowered, will help you the next time that you feel it. And hopefully, I will see you inside Emotionally Empowered. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.